Agenda item number 11, these are offender cases. The first one is Mr. Robert Capel, is that correct? Mr. Capel, are you in the audience? Please come forward, sir. I'm going to swear you in. Please raise your right hand, Officer Cagle as well. Please raise your right hand. Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God? Let the record reflect that Mr. Capel is present. Are you represented by an attorney, sir?
No, sir.
Okay. Ms. Iverson.
Sorry. All right. Good afternoon, Commissioner. Robert Capel is our first case. This is a new conviction. He was found in possession of uncold oysters, 8-plus quarts, under the Code of Virginia, and the date of offense occurred on October the 5th, 2016. The date of conviction was January 17th, 2017. Marine Officer Ronald Cagle was an officer handled the case.
Officer Cagle, what can you tell us about this case?
Yes, sir. On October 5th, 2016, while routine patrol in the Rappahannock River, Harvest Area 4, I came across a vessel harvesting oysters, called them. Mr. Capel, standing here to my left, as well as two others, were on board. After calling, I came up with over 8 quarts of uncold oysters, small oysters, and some shell. All three were issued Virginia uniform summons. Mr. Capel was polite and cooperative during the whole engagement.
Any questions from the commission? Mr. Capel, this is your chance. Please stand in front of the microphone here. What happened here?
Sir, I usually pride myself on my catch. I've been a waterman all my life. I've never had a short crab ticket. That's what I do all the time, crab. I catch peelers. I've always had them looked at by officers. I've dredged oysters the last 4 years. My oysters always been pretty, and this time, the two other people on the boat, I met the night before at 10 o'clock at night, and I had no idea what was going in their baskets, but I know the oysters that I picked out that day were beautiful.
Were you the captain of the vessel?
No, sir.
Who was the captain?
Well, the captain, his name was Justin Travis, and he wasn't even the owner. He's not like my boss. My boss hired him to run the boat. So I never even knew these fellas, and I feel bad about what happened, but I assure you that they were my oysters. I've been a waterman since in the early 90s. And I don't save short crabs or nothing, no short oysters. And I'm ashamed to be with that kind of people. The next morning when I went to get on the boat, I almost cried because I didn't feel like I wanted to be around them people. And that's all I have to say, sir.
Other questions from the commission? Mrs. Iverson. What do the matrix guidelines call for in this case?
The commission's matrix of guidelines for sanctions specify that one conviction, possession of 50% or greater over the tolerance of undersized shellfish within a 12-month period should result in at least a one-year probation in accordance with Section 28.2-232 of the Code of Virginia. The matrix guidelines suggest to the commission to place Mr. Capel on probation for a period of 1 year from the date of the commission meeting, March 28, 2017, through March 27, 2018. Any failure on Mr. Capel's part to obey any of the laws or regulations relating to the marine resources of the Commonwealth during the one-year probation would result in Mr. Capel appearing before the commission for a hearing on license revocation.
These are guidelines.
Yes,
the commission is not bound by these. You can deviate either above or below. It's at the commission's discretion. Mr. Erskine.
I have a question for Mr. Capel. Do you currently hold oyster licenses for this year, 2017?
Yes, sir, I do.
And do you plan to oyster this coming season?
Yes, sir, I do.
Okay.
That's all I do for a living, that crab.
Oyster and crab, correct?
Yeah, peeler.
Okay.
Peelers.
Thank you.
Other questions from the commission? Mr. Erskine.
I'd make a motion to accept the Matrix Guidelines recommendation for 1 year probation.
Second.
It's a motion by Mr. Erskine and a second by Mr. France for 1 year of probation for Mr. Capel for this offense. Is there discussion? I'll call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any noes? The chair votes aye as well, so the motion passes unanimously. Mr. Capel, 1 year of probation. Dot the I's, cross the T's, no more offenses. We don't want to see you back here to this under these circumstances. So you get another chance. All right, thank you, sir. Mr. Capel, if you go with the officer, he'll give you a letter that spells out your appeal rights if you wish to appeal the commission's decision. Mr. David K. Russell? Is David Russell in the room? Thank you, sir. Please come forward. Please raise your right hand. Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God? Please state your name for the record into the microphone.
David Russell.
Thank you, sir. Ms. Iverson.
Mr. Russell, this is a new conviction. He was found in possession of uncooked oysters, 8-plus quarts, according to 20.2201 of the Code of Virginia, and Regulation 4 of Act 22-6040. The date of offense occurred October the 5th, 2016. The date of conviction was January 17, 2017. Marine officer was Officer Ronald Cagle.
Officer Cagle, what can you tell us about this?
Yes, sir. He was the third individual, as Mr. Capel, Travis Justin, and Mr. Russell here. Again, on October 5th, while in the Rappahannock, Harvest Area 4 came upon a vessel called and came up with 8-plus quarts of undersized oyster and some shell. He was convicted in Middlesex Court, fine $250 and court cost of $121. He was polite and cooperative during the whole engagement.
Other questions from the commission? Mr. Russell.
Yes.
What happened?
As the gentleman said before, we were on the boat, and we had never worked together. And I've been called before. I've been doing it only for 3 years, but I've been called, you know, on several occasions. And we also had, like, the baskets, you know, different colors or whatever. And I've never even had a ticket before. So I feel like, you know, that wasn't my fault. But I guess then again, we were all together, so I guess it was my fault. But I hired an attorney for the case, and it was postponed. And I guess we had some miscommunication about it or whatever. And I mean, I just, you know, I just don't know what to say. I mean, I'm wrong. But I mean, I feel like it wasn't my bash. It wasn't my fault. But then again, I don't know what else to say. I mean, I guess I'm wrong. So,
questions to the commission? Ms. Erskine.
So, Mr. Russell, I see your 2016 license were all oyster, but you don't have any currently hold any 2017 license. Do you plan on oystering this year?
I did, but when I hired the attorney, he was supposed to. I thought we were taking care of it. I was under the impression I wasn't going to be allowed to anymore. Therefore, I was waiting to hear the result of what was going to happen. And I guess it was, like I said, it was just a failure to communicate between him and I. And I would like to rectify, get it squared away, but I just don't, I didn't know what to do. So I would like to, but I don't know where I stand.
We'll find out in a minute.
Okay.
Stephanie. What are the Matrix Guidelines call for in this case?
The Commission Matrix of Guidelines for Sanctions specify that one conviction or possession of 50% or greater over the tolerance of undersized shellfish within a 12-month period should result in at least a one-year probation in accordance with Section 28.2232 of the Code of Virginia. The Matrix Guidelines suggest to the Commission to place Mr. Russell on probation for a period of 1 year from the date of this Commission meeting, March 28, 2017, through March 27, 2018. Any failure on Mr. Russell's part to obey any of the laws or regulations relating to the marine resources of the Commonwealth during the one-year probation would result in Mr. Russell appearing before the Commission for a hearing on license revocation.
These are guidelines. The Commission can deviate up or downwards at your discretion here. This is kind of what we've done in the past. Mr. Russell, the suggestion is that the commission put you on probation for a year. Do you have a reaction to that?
I didn't know what else I could. I just want to make it right to do whatever I have to do.
That would make it right.
Well, I would like to be able to continue to do what I have to do, so if I can.
You would be able to purchase, if this goes forward, you'd be able to purchase your licenses and continue to work as you have. It's just that you cannot have another violation of any sort involving natural resources and tidal waters.
Yes, sir.
We need you to have your mandatory harvest reports on time and accurate as well.
Yes, sir.
I've said this for years. All we want is you abide by the rules and the regulations and laws and to file your harvest reports and everybody's good. Up to the commission. What's your will? Mr. Erskine.
Based on Mr. Russell's testimony that he hasn't had a ticket before, I would make a motion to accept the matrix guideline suggestion for probation for 1 year.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Erskine, second by Mrs. Kellum. Is there a discussion? I'll call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. So you're probation. You can go back to work. First, if you go with the police chief there, he'll take you downstairs. You get a letter that spells out your appeal rights if you wish to appeal the commission's decision. So you heard me say it a few minutes ago. I'll say it again. Dot your I's, cross your T's, make sure everything is spot on. You're good to go.
Thank you,
thank you, Mr. Russell.
Mr. Jason Knight, sir.
Commissioner, I'm going to recuse myself for the next three cases.
Okay. Okay, thank you, sir. Mr. Jason Seidnitzer. Seidnitzer?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Sorry about the butchering of your name, sir. Please raise your right hand. I'll swear you in. Do you hereby swear the testimony you give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes, sir.
Both you and Officer West, you're both sworn in here. Let the record reflect that Mr. Seidnitzer is present and accounted for.
Mr. Jason Seidnitzer, this is a new conviction. He was found in possession of uncooled oysters over four quarts, according to Section 28.22.201 of the Code of Virginia and Regulation 4 of Act 2260-40. The date of offense occurred October the 26th, 2016, and the date of conviction was December the 5th, 2016. The officer in charge of the case was Patrick West.
Officer West, what can you tell us about this case?
Good afternoon. The offense occurred on October 26, 2016, in the area of Rappahannock, Area 4. Basically did an inspection on a vessel that was engaged in commercial oystering, using a certified tub, certified cold stick, and a certified can. Boarded the vessel, did an inspection, and the crew was over the four-quart tolerance. These are the pictures from the cold.
Thanks, sir.
Everybody was polite and cooperative. There was actually four people on the boat, and one of the cases, the gentleman that was there got dismissed because these three gentlemen took responsibility for the what was going on. They stood up for him in court, and like I said, they basically took it, took the responsibility. They were found guilty in Middlesex County District Court. I believe it was a $75 fine. Mr. Sennesider has very little history. It's a couple of I think it's six violations, but up until 2016, the last time he had a summons was 2008, so, and they were not dealing with oysters. Everything was, I think he had a gillnet issue and a crab issue.
That's what it looked like. Pass it back then, please, after you take a look. Oh, wait. I wanted him to take a look.
Okay.
Okay. In which case, then, Officer West, could I have him back?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir. Didn't mean to disrupt the proceedings. Anything, Matt? Any questions from the commission? This is your turn.
I'm good.
You're good?
Yeah.
Nothing to add?
No.
What would you like the commission to do?
Probation, I hope.
Stephanie?
It's not funny.
What are the matrix guidelines call in this particular case?
Commissioner's matrix of guidelines for sanctions specify that one conviction of possession of 50% or greater over the tolerance of undersized shellfish within a 12-month period should result in at least a one-year probation in accordance with Section 28.2232 of the Code of Virginia. The matrix guidelines suggest to the commission to place Mr. Sightnitzer on probation for a period of 1 year from the date of the commission meeting March 28, 2017 through March 27, 2018. Any failure on Mr. Sightnitzer's part to obey any of the laws or regulations relating to the marine resources of the Commonwealth during the one-year period would result in Mr. Sightnitzer appearing before the commission for hearing on license verification.
Matters before the commission. These are guidelines. You can deviate either up or down at your discretion. Mrs. Kellum.
Motion to approve the matrix guideline for 1 year probation.
Motion by Mrs. Kellum. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Erskine. Any discussion? Call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. Motion passes unanimously. Your wish is granted.
Mr. Commissioner,
you have one
abstain here.
Yes. The record reflects that Mr. Neal abstains on this and the next two cases. It's a year of probation here. Dot the I's, cross the T's, make sure everything's right on. You're good to go. If you go with the officer there, he'll take you downstairs, give you a letter that spells out your appeal rights.
Next case is Mr. Devin Zimmerman.
Mr. Zimmerman. Please raise your right hand. Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth to help you God? Please state your name for the record into the microphone.
Devin Zimmerman.
Thank you, Mr. Zimmerman. Stephanie.
Mr. Zimmerman, this is a new conviction. He was found in possession of uncooled oysters over 4 quarts. According to Section 28.2201 of the Code of Virginia, Regulation 4 of Act 20-260-40, the date of offense occurred October 26, 2016. The date of the conviction was December 5, 2016. Marine Patrol Officer Patrick West was in charge of the case.
Officer West.
Yes, sir. Basically the same thing. October 26, he was a crew member on the vessel that we had did an inspection on. Mr. Zimmerman was very polite, very cooperative. He hasn't been a commercial card holder that long, I think 2015, and he has no history whatsoever. So very polite, very cooperative. Like I said, he was one of the gentlemen that took responsibility for the young man that was on the boat.
Questions from the commission? Mr. Zimmerman, please step up to the microphone. Tell us what you think we should know.
What do you want to know?
I want to know what happened here.
Pretty much. I pled guilty to save the other guy because he's in college. I don't want him getting in any trouble, anything. I really didn't think I was guilty. The guy who he culled his bushel was on the opposite side of the table, and I had already been checked 3 times that month. Have gone through my oysters, hadn't had over a single quarter can. And I asked Mr. West to go through my bushel. He said they look too nice. So, but he goes through whatever he, you know. And yeah, I'm not trying to get probation. I don't think I should.
What would you prefer? What do you think is the right outcome here for you?
Not proving nothing.
Nothing? That's what you think?
I mean,
I just want to make sure I understand.
Yeah. You can get a ticket for anything, or a bucket. You don't bring a bucket on the boat, you can get a ticket. I don't want to lose my license because I don't bring a bucket one day.
That's a different offense.
But it's still an offense if I get on probation.
Correct.
Do you feel where I'm coming?
I see what you're saying.
And I don't want to lose. That's the only thing I do. I oyster from October to February.
Questions from the commission? I'm sorry, sir.
I said that's all I do. So.
Okay. Any questions from the commission? Stephanie.
The commission's matrix of guidelines for sanctions specify that one conviction of possession of 50% or greater over the tolerance of undersized shellfish within a 12-month period should result in at least a one-year probation in accordance with Section 28.2232 Code of Virginia. The matrix guidelines suggest to the commission to place Mr. Zimmerman on probation for a period of 1 year from the date of this commission meeting, March 28, 2017, through March 27, 2018. Any failure on Mr. Zimmerman's part to obey any of the laws or regulations relating to the marine resources of the Commonwealth during the one-year probation would result in Mr. Zimmerman appearing before the commission for a hearing on license revocation.
Mr. Erskine.
I have a question, Mr. Zimmerman. You you said you're fairly new to the fishery. Maybe the officer said you were fairly new to the fishery, and you indicated in your testimony you're only in the oyster fishery. What do you do?
I crab during the summer, but from October to February, I'm only in oyster.
Okay, so do you hold crab licenses as well? Okay. It doesn't say here. Well, at least on the sheet I have it. You have? Oh, okay. Okay, thank you. All right.
Matters before the commission.
If I can ask a follow-up question.
Certainly, Ms. Hurst.
You indicated that it was the other gentleman's oysters that the officer had gone through. Are you indicating that that's the gentleman that you said you took up for? Mm-hmm. That was. So it's another person on the boat?
There was three people calling the oysters. I run the winch. The table's like this.
Uh-huh.
I run the winch. I have my bushel right here. The boy that got off, he was in the middle. His oysters were right here. And the gentleman on the other side of the table, his oysters were over here.
Mm-hmm.
That's the bushel that officer went through. Because the bushel was on the opposite side of the boat.
Okay. So just to be clear, the oysters are on the vessel, so all of you on the boat are part of those oysters and responsible for all those oysters. So, and I assume you understand why we have a culling law in the state of Virginia to retain small oysters for the next year's harvest, right? Okay, thank you.
Put it simply, we need little oysters to grow big oysters. Yep. It's matters before the commission.
I'd make a motion to accept the matrix guidelines for a one-year probation.
Second. Motion by Ms. Erson, second by Mr. France. Any discussion? Call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. Motion passes unanimously. It's a year of probation from today. Dot the I's, cross the T's. Mr. Zimmerman, I'll say this. It's my great hope, and I think I speak for a bunch of us up here. We don't want to see you back here under these circumstances. So make sure you do it right, okay? Your probation. We have one abstention by Mr. Neal. If you'll go with the police chief here, Chief Lauterman will take you downstairs. He'll give you a letter that spells out your appeal rights. Have a good day, sir. Richard Malcolm. Is Mr. Richard Malcolm in the room? Officer, would you yell in the hallway to see if Richard Malcolm is out there?
Richard Malcolm?
Well, it's up to the commission whether or not to proceed in his absence.
I vote to proceed in his absence.
Second. I think we have consensus here. We will proceed with this matter.
Mr. Richard Malcolm, this is a new conviction. He was found in possession of uncooled oysters over 4 quarts. According to Section 28.2201 of the Code of Virginia, Regulation 4, Vac 20, 260-40, the date of offense occurred October the 26, 2016. The date of conviction was December the 5th, 2016. The officer in charge was Mr. Patrick West.
Officer West.
Yes, sir. This was the third member that was on the boat. Mr. Malcolm used to be a commercial cardholder. He's no longer a registered commercial cardholder, as was the fourth guy. He was also not a cardholder. Basically, same thing. In court, he took responsibility. They were found guilty, I believe $75 fine. So.
And that was an offense date of October 26th of 2016.
Okay.
Any questions from the commission? Well, Mr. Malcolm's not present. I'd love to hear what he had to say, but he's not here. Mrs. Iverson, what's the matrix guidelines call for in this case?
Commission matrix of guidelines for sanctions specified that one conviction of possession of 50% or greater over the tolerance of undersized shellfish within a 12-month period should result in at least a one-year probation in accordance with Section 28.2232 of the Code of Virginia. The matrix guidelines suggest to the commission to place Mr. Malcolm on probation for a period of 1 year from the date of this commission meeting, March 28, 2017, through March 27, 2018. Any failure on Mr. Malcolm's part to obey any of the laws or regulations relating to the marine resources of the Commonwealth during the one-year probation would result in Mr. Malcolm appearing before the commission for a hearing on license revocation.
Matters before the commission for discussion and action. Mr. Erskine.
I make a motion to accept the matrix guideline recommendation for a one-year probation.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Erskine and a second by Mr. Miner. Any discussion? Call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. Mr. Neal is recused. Motion passes unanimously. Mr. Brendan Morris.
Mr. Commissioner.
Yes, sir.
I would like to abstain from these next two cases in comments and decision.
Okay, Mr. Frass will abstain from these next two cases. Mr. Morris, officer, please. Do you hereby swear the testimony today that you will give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth to help you, God?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Morris, will you state your name into the microphone there, please?
Brandon Morris.
Thank you, sir.
The new conviction, Mr. Morris had delinquent mandatory harvest reports according to Regulation 610. The date of the offense was September the 5th, 2016. The date of conviction was January the 4th, 2017. Marine Officer Austin Brown was in charge of the case. The second conviction was an act as a crab agent while being licensed to harvest for blue crabs. Violation of Section 610. The date of the offense occurred August 19, 2016. The date of the conviction was December the 5th, 2016. The Marine Officer, again, was Officer Austin Brown.
Officer Brown, what can you tell us about this case?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
On Friday, August 19, 2016, I was in a surveillance patrol in the Rappahannock River observing the crab harvest of Mr. Brandon Morris. I observed Mr. Brandon Morris harvest crab pots with his MRC number on them, his mother's MRC number on them, and Miss Lene Squires' MRC number on them. He was harvesting, in theory, over his limit of crab pots by harvesting, you know, his 255 pot limit, his mother's, and Mrs. Squires' 85 pot limit. I followed him to the dock, made him return his crabs, the illegal harvest, back to the waters, and summoned Mr. Morris for acting as a crab agent while being commercially harvested and operating a power vessel after sunset without navigation. I followed up with Mr. Morris with his harvest reports to see, you know, what he was reporting for harvesting gear that was not his. I found that his harvesting reports were delinquent for July and August. I also summoned him for those two offenses as well in Newport News. He was found guilty of one offense of mandatory harvest reports with a $200 fine in Newport News.
Other questions from the commission? Okay, Mr. Morris, well, what happened here? I'm kind of mystified.
With the reports, when he gave me the summonses, I told him I had sent them. And, well, I called and they said they hadn't received them, so I forgot who I talked to. I may have even talked to you. I'm not sure.
Not likely.
They said I could send duplicate copies, like my copy of the reports down here. So I did it that. I think I got the summonses on Saturday, and I sent everything in on Monday for that.
Okay, let's pass on the harvest report end of things here. What happened that day while harvesting?
He watched me crabbing. All three of our buoys were the same color. All of them were black. He said he saw me fishing their pots. I was only out there for about 2 hours that morning.
Were you fishing their pots?
I had out 250 pots myself.
What else would you like the commission to know?
This is the only thing I've ever done for a living. If it was taken from me, I don't know what I would do. I'd probably lose everything I've got.
You were convicted in court.
Yes, sir.
Did you tell the judge this?
Yes.
What was the judge's reaction?
They ruled me guilty.
The questions from the commission. Mr. Zeter.
Who harvests the other two? One's your mother, right?
Yes.
Who harvests her pots?
She usually goes out there with me and does them, but we only fish them probably once or twice a week.
What about the other person?
She usually goes with my dad.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Erskine.
In some of the written documentation we have, it said you were operating the vessel before sunup without navigation lights. Is that right?
Yeah, my lights had stopped. Okay. I wasn't guilty of that charge.
Right.
I got more lights that very day that he confronted me about.
As a follow-up.
Yes, sir. Erskine.
Are you a year-round waterman? Do you fish crab pots in the summer and then oyster in the...
Yes. Okay. Oyster or fish, whichever. In the wintertime and crab in the summer. That's all I've ever done for a living.
How long have you been doing that?
I started with my dad when I was probably 4 or 5 years old.
Good. Good for you. Other questions from the commission? Stephanie, what's the matrix guidelines call for in this case?
The commission's matrix of guidelines for sanctions specify that two convictions of an unapproved person working as a crab agent within a 24-month period should result in at least a 2-year probation. The commission's matrix of guidelines for sanction also specify that two convictions of a failure to submit mandatory harvest reports within a 12-month period should result in at least a 1-year probation. In accordance with Section 28.2232 of the Code of Virginia, the matrix guidelines suggest to the commission to place Mr. Morris on probation for a period of 1 year from the date of this commission meeting, March 28, 2017, through March 27, 2018. Any failure on Mr. Morris's part to obey any of the laws or regulations relating to the marine resources of the Commonwealth during the 1 year probation would result in Mr. Morris appearing before the commission for a hearing on license revocations.
Mr. Morris, just an observation. Here's how I wish it would happen. You fish your pots, your mother fish her pots, other people fish their pots. All nice and clean. You go harvest, you go sell, you make your living. Don't stack licenses. That's not the way it works. That's not the way it can work. The recommendation, the suggestion here is that the commission puts you on probation for 1 year. Do you have a reaction to that?
I mean, I wouldn't like anything more than that.
Well, I think this is kind of a unique case here. I'd be happy personally if this was a 6-month probation term. I'm going to trust that Mr. Morris learns his lesson in all of this. Mr. Erskine?
Well, I would note that Mr. Morris had the harvest reports apparently that were filed, and you did follow up with those, as well as, you know, the navigation lights, even though that we're not cited for that, as well as you claim at least that these pots were all very similar and you were harvesting yours only. I if there's no more discussion, I'd suggest that an alternative motion of a probation period for 9 months.
I will add one more thing. Since I got the summonses for the reports, every time I take them now, I get a receipt. The next day, and get a receipt. So, you can, you know, I have a proof.
That's a good idea.
That's smart.
Good, good for you. Thank you, Mr. Morrison. So Commissioner Erskine's suggestion here is we'll catch a bit more of a break here and be a nine-month probation period here. I did not hear a second for that motion, though.
Second.
Second by Mr. Ballard. Now we have a motion and a second on the table here. Is there a discussion? We'll call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. Nine-month probation.
I abstain.
That's right. Mr. France abstains. Dot your I's, cross your T's. You work your pots. Your mother works her pots. Everybody works their pots. Life is good. Thank you, Mr. Morris. You go with the Lieutenant Colonel, give you a letter that spells out your appeal rights if you wish to appeal the Commission's decision. Juanita Morris? Please raise your right hand. Do you hereby swear the testimony you give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God? Please state your name into the microphone.
Juanita Morris.
Thank you. Stephanie.
Juanita Morris, the Lincoln on Mandatory Harvest reports, according to Regulation 610, the date of the offense occurred September the 5th, 2016. The date of the conviction was January the 4th, 2017. The Marine officer was Austin Brown. The second conviction was failed to have approved crab agent. According to Regulation 610, the date of the offense was August the 19th, 2016. The date of the conviction was December the 5th, 2016. The Marine officer was Officer Austin Brown.
Officer Brown.
This case was really similar to before. Ms. Morris was not out there harvesting the crab pots that I saw being harvested. I contacted Ms. Morris. She was really, really cooperative with me. She provided a statement saying, you know, her son had permission to fish the pots. I don't know if she really was aware of the, you know, that wasn't allowed other than going through the approved agent process. She was very cooperative, like I said. And I, you know, checked into her harvesting reports as well, you know, to see what was going on with this issue. They were delinquent for the same as Mr. Morris. She was found guilty in Newport News of one delinquent harvesting report, and she was found guilty in Middlesex of acting an agent violation, not having a commercial agent.
Any questions from the commission? Mr. Zeger?
I have one burglar.
Okay. Ms. Morris, I think we know what happened here, but we'd like to hear it from you.
Well, I wasn't on the boat that day. I mean,
hence the problem.
First of all, I'd like to apologize for being underdressed. I didn't, I've never been in trouble before, yeah. So I'm really nervous. To my knowledge, I didn't think he was fishing my pots when I was not on the boat. When I do go on the boat, he does fish my pots because he can do it a whole lot easier than I can do it. I do go. We both know that I'm supposed to be on there when he fishes mine.
It's not going to happen again, right?
No. No, sir.
Mr. Cedra.
I'm interested in how you guys report. So on this day, assuming he went and fished your pots, crabbed your pots and crabbed the other person's pots and his pots, how would he report that? Would he report all of his, or would he report it for so many from your crab pots or so many from the other person's crab pots? How would that happen?
He says that he didn't do that. He said that he only fished his that day. Right. And when we go and fish mine, what comes out of mine, I report. I guess, is that what you're asking?
Right. Right, okay.
Other questions from the commission? Stephanie?
So the commission's matrix of guidelines for sanctions specify that two convictions of an unapproved person working as a crab agent within a 24-month period should result in at least a 2-year probation. The Commission's Matrix of Guidelines for Sanctions also specify that two convictions of failure to submit mandatory harvest reports within a 12-month period should result in at least a one-year probation. In accordance with Section 28.2.232 of the Code of Virginia, the Matrix Guidelines suggest to the Commission to place Ms. Morris on probation for a period of 1 year from the date of this Commission meeting, March 28, 2017, through March 27, 2018. Any failure on Ms. Morris' part to obey any of the laws or regulations relating to the marine resources of the Commonwealth during the one-year probation will result in Ms. Morris appearing before the Commission for hearing on license revocation.
Ms. Morris, the suggestion is probation. Do you have a reaction to that?
Not really. I do want to say if I did something wrong, it wasn't intentional. And if I did something wrong, I want to make it right. I want to, do it right.
That's what we want to hear. Thank you, ma'am. Matters before the commission. Mr. Erskine?
I just have a question for Ms. Morris. Do you currently hold crab license for 2017?
Yes, sir.
You do?
Well, I do, but I've transferred. It's in the process of being transferred.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions from the commission? Commission operates on motions. Mr. Ballard?
I'm impressed with the responsibility the defendant has taken, and I would move to take no action.
I second that.
Motion by Mr. Ballard and second by Mr. Minor here to dismiss the case. Discussion? I think that's the right decision here, personally. I'll call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? The chair votes aye as well. Ms. Morris, lucky day.
Thank you so much. Y'all have a great day.
Dot your I's, cross your T's.
Yes, sir, I will.
Ma'am, I can honestly say I don't think any of us want to see you back here under these circumstances. So be safe out there. Thank you, you too. Mr. Jared Vrablitz? Fraplitz. Thank you, sir. Sorry to butcher your name. Let the record reflect that Mr. France abstained in the last case. Sir, please raise your right hand. Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Please state your name into the microphone.
Jared Vrablitz.
Vrablitz. Thank you, sir. Stephanie.
New conviction, obstruction of coal rains, according to Chapter 700. The date of offense occurred January the 12th, 2017. The date of the conviction was February the 8th, 2017. Marine Patrol Officer John Collimore was the officer. The second conviction was harvesting crabs out of season, violation of Chapter 270. Date of the offense was January the 12th, 2017, and the date of conviction was February the 8th, 2017. Marine Patrol Officer was also John.
Officer.
Afternoon. January 12th, it's underway in the Ware River, Gloucester County. Much to our surprise, we observed 38 crab pots marked with C-2210, which belonged to Mr. Vrablitz. Inspected those pots. Pots that we pulled had a significant amount of growth on them. It was pretty apparent they had not been actively worked. Recently, there was no fresh bait in them. Returned to shore, went to Ms. Rablett's residence based on very obvious nobody had been near those pots recently. He was not home, left a calling card on the door, did not receive a response within 24 hours. Obtained magistrate summonses for having pots in the water out of season and having obstructed call rings. Rings were obstructed by a piece of the chicken wire. One of the tines had been left up, preventing crabs from escaping the pots. Providing the summonses to Mr. Vrablitz, Mr. Vrablitz removed the pots from the water, notified me by a text message that he had done so. While we had that initial gap of lack of communication with him originally, subsequent to that, he was very on the ball as far as maintaining communication with me, making sure that I was aware that the situation had been resolved. He was extremely polite and cooperative through our encounters. Subsequent to these events, I have had the opportunity to recheck his equipment. His nets, as well as his crab pots that I've inspected subsequent, have all been within standards. We haven't seen any additional violations since then.
Questions from the commission? Sir, please stand in front of the microphone here. I really am interested in hearing what happened here.
I worked the last day of the season, and then...
Which would have been December 16th, as I recall.
It was the 20th this year.
Thank you. I stand corrected. I was close.
I got extremely ill the last day, right at the last day, and then the weather got bad, and I just never got a chance. And the call rings, I thought after November 17th or something that you could obstruct them in the main part of the bay.
But can't obstruct them anywhere at any time.
Yes, I know that now.
We need the little crabs to get out so they can make more crabs. So, do you know what happens when your pots are sitting out there like that, unattended? Crab pots do what crab pots do. They continue to catch and kill crabs, especially the ones they can't get out. Anything that gets in there and dies becomes bait for more crabs. The cycle continues. Leaving crab pots out there is a serious problem. We can't have that.
It wasn't intentional. That's all I do for a living. I've worked on the water. That's all I've ever done since I was 15. And it wasn't done intentionally. They cost too much money to leave them.
That's a very good point. It's not going to happen again, is it? Are you sure it's not? I mean, really?
I can promise you it's not.
The coal rings
can't be... I do anything not to lose my license.
You do know the coal rings can't be obstructed.
Yes, sir.
Questions from the commission? Stephanie, what's the guidelines call for in this case?
Commission's matrix of guidelines for sanctions specify that two convictions of obstructed coal rings within a 24-month period should result in at least a 2-year probation. Commission's matrix of guidelines for sanction also specify that two convictions of crabbing greater than or equal to 1 hour outside of the law season within a 24-month period should result in at least a 1-year probation. In accordance to Section 28.2.232 of the Code of Virginia, the matrix guidelines suggest to the commission to place Mr. Rablitz on probation for a period of 1 year from the date of this commission meeting, March 28, 2017, through March 27, 2018. Any failure on Mr. Rablitz's part to obey any of the laws or regulations relating to marine resources of the Commonwealth during the 1 year probation would result in Mr. Rablitz appearing before the commission for hearing on license revocation.
The guidelines call for your probation. Commission has the discretion to take your licenses or to do less. Matters before the commission. What's the commission's will?
I make a motion.
Mr. France.
I make a motion to accept the matrix guidelines. I mean, you look like he had some problems from 2011 and to 1998, but since then he's been doing pretty good, so I would move to accept the matrix guidelines, 1 year probation.
Second.
Motion by Mr. France, second by Mr. Miner for your probation. Any discussion? I'm going to give you another chance. Okay. We don't want to see you back here. Let me call the vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any no's? Chair votes aye as well. It's a year probation. Don't want to see you back here. Go with the Lieutenant Colonel, the Deputy Chief there. He'll give you a letter here that spells out your appeal rights if you wish to appeal the Commission's decision. Mr. Rablitz, stay safe out there, too, please.
Thank you.